I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Saints Hour. Mike Haas along with Saints wide receiver Mason Tipton, the rookie out of Yale. I guess, Mason, welcome to the show. How are you doing? I know it's tough times. I mean, we're well aware of the record and what's going on, but how are things? And welcome to the show.
For sure, man. I appreciate you having me. I'm good, man. You know, I'm blessed at the end of the day. I'm blessed. So definitely appreciate you having me.
For you to get – well, first off, I know you were thrilled to make the team. I mean, you had a heck of a camp, a little bit injury toward the end. But to get as much playing time as you have, I think it's only been one game where you haven't had a target, caught a pass in your first game. Hope that football is somewhere secure in your house. Has it, you know, but because of, and unfortunately, it's because of injuries, but you've been probably on the field more than maybe you expected, right? Would that be fair to say?
I wouldn't phrase it like that. I would just say that, at the end of the day, I'm super fortunate for the opportunities that I've gotten. I wouldn't say that I'm necessarily surprised. I just think, like I said, you know, it's just a blessing. It's a blessing to get, you know, any of the opportunities that I've gotten. So, but I believe myself and believe my ability at the same time. So, yeah, I wouldn't say surprised, but definitely fortunate.
Right. So how much has it slowed down? So the Carolina game, you had the catch for 6 yards. And now the Denver game, you had 9 targets, 6 receptions, you know, because again, as I said, you've played every week. How much has it slowed down for you? Or is it still, pretty fast?
It slowed down pretty good. I mean, you know, like you said, you know, the first game, obviously Carolina was my first career game. So obviously I was kind of, you know, a surreal moment. I think I've gotten more comfortable game by game, just trying to continue to learn, continue to progress, and just continue to get better every week.
Who's the wide receiver you probably spend the most time with? I mean, if I were a rookie, I would like, you know, that you're asking questions to, that you're kind of, hey, you know, if I, you know, just kind of discussing routes, who's that guy?
Yeah, I think Seb Wilson has been, you know, really, really helpful to me as far as, trying to give me some veteran, you know, advice. I think, you know, she was also looking out for me a lot, you know, helping me when he could. So, I think, you know, the receiver room in general has been very helpful to me, just, you know, trying to help me advance my game and you know, just continue to progress.
Let's talk about you went to high school. You're from Akron, Ohio. I want to make sure I say it right. Is it Hoban, Archbishop Hoban or Hoban?
Yep, Archbishop Hoban, saying it correctly.
So you were there, and Nico Lelos, who's also on the practice squad, he was at St. Vincent, St. Mary. That's where LeBron went. So you guys are like huge rotten. I don't think you were there at the same time, I don't think. He's a little older, but you, huge rivals, right?
Yeah, yep, we were huge rivals. I didn't know Nico, before I got here. You know, I had I knew of him, but I knew he went to Dartmouth, and Nico is another guy who's just, he's looked out for me since I've gotten here. So, Nico's been a great, great mentor, giving me a lot of advice. So yeah, you know, love Nico.
I went back through the schedule. The only time I think you would have played against him at Dartmouth would have been 2019. I think that was the only time that you guys would have possibly overlapped, because I was looking to see how you did against Dartmouth, because I imagine you guys have a lot of Dartmouth, Yale, little side gigs going on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What, because your dad played at Akron, and, you know, what was it like out of high school and the recruiting process? Because I know there's, you know, many schools that you looked at. What was that like for you?
For me, the high school recruiting process came a little late. You know, we were, you know, at Hope, unfortunately, a very, very good program. So a lot of my recruiting opportunities were late. At the end of the day, when it came down to, you know, my last two schools that I really, that I really was considering, it was really Kent State and Yale. And my mom was extremely excited about the Yale opportunity, and I to be honest, I never really thought about playing Ivy League football. But you know, my mom was like, Mace, you're gonna take this visit at the end of the day, and that's what I did. So you know, we ended up going there together, and I loved it. I mean, I loved everything about it. I loved the coaches, I loved the program, and yeah, the rest is history.
Now, did you take the visit because she wanted to see Yale, or that you just?
I mean, she saw the opportunity that it was, you know, off the field. So that's really why she encouraged me to take the visit. So yeah, I mean, like I said, that's really what kind of opened that door. You know, I thank my mom because, you know, I don't know if I would have considered it as hard, you know, had she not, you know, kind of pushed me in that direction.
Tell me about your degree in biology from Yale. First off, congratulations. I'm not teasing. I mean, that's impressive. I know playing A's football, what was plan B?
My parents kind of, you know, I'd always had a plan to, you know, I don't know. I think I always, you know, I was pre-med obviously in college. So I took all the prerequisites for, you know, med school. I always had a good passion for sports medicine, but you know, to be completely honest, my passion always was football. I think you know, sports medicine kind of became, you know, more familiar being around sports and being around football a lot. So I wouldn't say that I necessarily have a huge passion for you know, for sports med, but I think it's something I'm extremely familiar with. And you know, like I said, football has always been my, you know, my main, you know, my biggest passion of my life. So that answers your question.
It does. I was curious as to, you know, what then you answered it, you know, kind of looking initially pre-med and there may be sports medicine, but right now, man, just ride the wave and get as many years and as many touchdowns. Believe me, I want you to play for 10, 15 years. That'd be great. Tell me about high school and, you know, baseball and where that was in your head, if at all, as you were looking, you know, were you ever in a baseball versus football mode?
You know, I played baseball my entire life. I don't know if it necessarily came, you know, I definitely considered baseball. I really had more of a passion for football. I felt like football was just, you know, I had more fun playing football. But I loved baseball, and, you know, baseball taught me a lot about, you know, obviously tracking the ball in the outfield and, you know, as far as, you know, tracking the ball, on the football field. So, you know, baseball was always a great sport for me. I loved playing it. I don't know if it necessarily came close. You know, I had opportunities, you know, to go play, but at that point I was already so set on football, that I didn't really look back.
And didn't think about playing at Yale?
No, not necessarily. But, you know, I was out, like I said, you know, once I kind of decided that I was going to go, you know, play college football, that was it. I was only going to do, you know, college football.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are talking with Saints wide receiver Mason Tipton, the rookie and undrafted free agent out of Yale, and you know, catching some big passes of late. One more yard and you'll have 100 yards rushing. And I was teasing earlier, but you do have the football from the first catch, right?
Actually, I do not, sadly. Nice. But you know what? It's okay, because that, you know, the first touchdown is going to be the one.
I was going to say, right, get the first touchdown. That's the first catch would be sitting behind the ball, which is going to be the first touchdown.
Yep, exactly.
And then you had a birthday between week 3 and 4. So you turned 24 on September 27th. And, you know, you kind of, you know, have had a reception in every game since that time. It's not surreal, right? I mean, I think there's times sometimes where you have to, and maybe I think you probably proved it in Irvine, where you earned where you are. And so you're not, it's not above you. It's not bigger than the moment, because you earned the respect of your teammates in Irvine. And I imagine that must've been huge.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that's the most important thing is, you know, you want, you know, earning your, you know, your teammates' respect is ultimately like one of the highest honors So, you know, that's always extremely important to me. That was extremely important to me when I got here, was that, you know, I want to be able to earn my teammates' respect and continue to earn, continue to build, and continue to build that trust. That's a, you know, that's a day by day, week by week thing. So, yeah, absolutely.
Do you feel like you're close? I feel like I've talked to Deuce about this during our shows, and I feel like, man, you're close to having what I would call, I mean, you had 6 catches and 9 targets in Denver, so you've had big games, but what I would call like a breakout game, right? 2 touchdowns, something like that. I mean, do you feel like you're close?
I mean, you know, I kind of, like I said earlier, the biggest thing that I focus on is that I'm just continuing to get better every day. You know, I know, you know, at some point when it, you know, whenever it happens that, you know, that game is coming, and I'm always prepared. So, yeah, man, I'm focused on just daily growth, day by day, making sure that I continue to just grow in the areas that I know I need to work on, and you know, the rest will take care of itself. Continue to praise God, and yeah, you know, just continue to take it day by day.
And I don't think we probably talk enough about the work that it takes, because we often at camp, we talk about learning the playbook. And do you have the playbook down? Well, guess what? We're week 9, right? I mean, the playbook changes every week. So there's so much work that has to be done from the, you know, even either on the plane back from the, you know, LA, but starting on Monday, Tuesday. I mean, give me a sense of how much actual work that it takes because there are new plays every week.
You know, it's, you know, just the daily, you know, making sure you know, taking the daily deposits. You know, it's nothing that I would just say, it's professional football. You know, this is the highest level. So, you know, you just have to always be prepared. And, you know, the way you kind of stay on top of things is just making sure you continue to, you know, dedicate the time manage well. And, yeah, I would just say it's just important to continue to make daily deposits. You know, I wouldn't say it's, you know, overwhelming. It's just, you know, it's a commitment, like, you know, like anything is. So, you know, daily deposits.
I guess my last question would be, do you enjoy it? Because there are some guys who don't enjoy that aspect, but, you know, do you enjoy the research and looking at the route and do you, you know, and studying and do you enjoy that aspect of it?
Man, you know, to be completely honest with you, I love everything about this, man. This is, you know, this is the you know, these moments, you know, this experience has been what I've, you know, what I've wanted my entire life. So, you know, I love everything about this process, about, you know, what I do. And you know, I'm extremely dedicated to just continuing to get better and grow. You know, because like I said, this is the opportunity I've always wanted. So just focusing on getting better every day.
All right. Well, I lied just a little bit. Do your parents come to the games?
Yes. My, you know, that I'm extremely grateful, because my, you know, both of my parents, you know, my dad tries to come to every game. My mom also tries to do the same. So it's been amazing. They've came to, you know, every game so far. You know, they are extremely dedicated to me and watching me play. And man, I'm just so grateful that I have parents that are, you know, as dedicated to come see me play. It's been amazing.
Well, they got a big stretch coming, because after Carolina, you're basically home for a month. Atlanta, Cleveland, the Rams, there's a bye week in there. So plenty of opportunities coming. I appreciate your time, Mason. Continued success. Get that W in Carolina, and one at a time, but I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I appreciate your time, man.
All right. Thanks, Mason.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.